Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Pelayoid's discussion of Galus in Shir number 239, where he turns his attention to living amongst non-Jewish nations and being careful not to be influenced by their manner of dress and their ways of life. And specifically he says, V'leitoiv le'gever lodur ba'ari italio v'ari edoim v'chadoime. It's not good, it's not wise to live amongst the Italian cities and the cities of the descendants of Edom, where he says their culture is a culture of taiva, of lust, and unfortunately their dress, the manner of dress, is a lot to be desired. And then, besides the stumbling blocks that they cause, we unfortunately learn from their way of dress as well. As the Rambam tells us, Adam nimshach achar svivo, person is influenced by his surroundings. And therefore he discourages living amongst these type of non-Jews. And he continues and lists numerous scenarios where their style of life is the antithesis of Yiddishkeit. V'chehena rabbis rois rabbis shen mishoches min acherus umin hagim haroim gegoin tartiois v'kirkosois ukreves darayus. He says that when there's this freedom, a freedom to live amongst the non-Jews and to behave however you want, and to go to their theaters and circuses, and then he says to be involved with the arayas, the moral ways of their lifestyles, yad li yad lo yinake ra, brings a pasuk in Mishlei, hand to hand, evil will not be spared, which is another way of saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring punishment to those who deserve it. And that's the American society we have today. We appreciate the freedom we have to practice our religion on one hand, and to live our lives, and to Baruch Hashem not be oppressed. On the other hand, unfortunately, Rachman al-Islan, there's a spiritual holocaust that's taking place. There's assimilation, is like it's never been before. Some places, 70% assimilation. We get influenced by our surroundings. We live like them. We behave like them. And we act like them. And we join them. We live with them. Literally, they get married to each other. And the generation's gone. That's it. It's cut off. This is the next part that I was referring to, which is going to be perhaps a little difficult to hear. And he says that, Loi chein b'malchus Yishmael, living amongst the countries that are ruled by the descendants of Yishmael. So, number one, we have to know, is it possible to live amongst the descendants of Yishmael, which is another way of saying the Arabs? So he tells us in his time, he was saying, Shedegel ha-Torah torum karno, the banner of Torah can be raised safely over there. Al pi ha-Torah yachnu v'apiha v'yiso. They can follow and live according to the halachas of the Torah. And he says that the tznius, the modesty by the women of the Bnei Yishmael, cannot be compared to the mode of dress of Bnei Edom. And he says further that yes, even though there are difficulties and tragedies living amongst Bnei Yishmael, he says the outcome, because he gives a whole list of the taxes and the physical affliction and the pain and suffering. But listen to how he ends off. He ends off as follows. V'cheheina rabbis, on this specific topic, Golus, he continues about. V'cheheina rabbis, rois, these tragedies, these evils, al koponim yo'o galusol Yisrael. Nevertheless, even though there's physical tragedies and difficulties and sorrows living amongst Bnei Yishmael, however, it's a good exile for Klal Yisrael. Why? Shemitoich kach heimunim umedukim, because they are pressed and broken, v'noisim einayim klapi mailo, and they lift up their eyes heavenward towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umishabdim es libam la'aviyam shebashamayim, and they are mekabel ol malchus shemayim, shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Avinu Malkeinu, kra royeg zadineinu, Hashem save us, rip up this evil decree, kedarkun shel Yisrael shenimshu la'ayola, just like the ayola, the gazelle, who when it's giving birth is in tremendous pain, Hashem sends a snake to bite it, specifically at that point when it needs to give birth, where that pain, that bite from the snake causes the baby to come out. Take a look at the Medrash over there. Kach Yisrael ein chozrin b'tshuva elo al yidei melech kosher. So too, Klal Yisrael will only do tshuva through the bite, quote unquote, of a melech kosher, of a harsh ruler. Now we don't want to hear these words because it's very difficult. We're living. To some degree, we're not living amongst Bnei Yishmael, but the rockets are flying. Rachman al-Etzlan. What is our position? What do we have to do? The Peliyosh is talking to us. He says we have to raise our eyes, klapi mailo, benoisim einayim klapi mailo, mishabdim es libam lavim shebashmayim, and we have to subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By mekabel ol malchus shemayim, shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. A sincere acceptance of the Torah, of the mitzvahs, especially a new year now, Tovshin Pei Hei, as we just had Rosh Hashanah, to mekabel omachu shemayim, to daven to Hashem, to save us from Bnei Yishmaelim, to save us from Bnei Edoim, and we should be zoiched that this year, v'sechazeno einenu, v'shuvcha l'tzion berachma, kosh baruch hu, our eyes should see us, Hashem bring us back to Yerushalayim, Mashiach Zakenu b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.